Section B,
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Hello, Mary. This is David Morrison from the office. I'm calling to see how Tom is feeling today. If he is not well, I may tell someone else to do his work instead.
Oh, hello. The doctor said he'd be able to go back to work tomorrow.
I see. Thank you. Text 2.
Hello, this is Lucy from ABC Company. I'm calling to see if you have made your decision. You are the right person we are seeking for.
Yes, I have decided to work with your company.
Good news for us.
Text 3. Is that Partelli Mattresses? I'd like to order a table for two.
You have the wrong number. This is a private house, not a store. What number were you trying to reach?
288-2351. Oh, wait. I read the listing wrong. Sorry to have bothered you. Text 4. This is Main Street Hotel. What can I do for you?
I want to order a single room.
Okay, which day would you like to check in?
In 2 days from now, on Sunday.
Text 5. Jenny, you know, aspirin is called the wonder drug. Do you know who invented it?
Felix Hoffmann, a German scientist, invented aspirin in 1899.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Smith Computers, may I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Kathy Smith, please?
I'm sorry, but she is not in right now. May I take a message?
Yes, Ms. Smith didn't send me any information about your company.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Would you like me to send some information to you by email?
Yes, please send it to me by 5 o'clock.
Sure. Could I have your name and telephone number, please?
Okay. Bob Cordell, and the number is 560-1288.
Is your name spelled C-O-R-D-E-L?
It's Cordell with a K and two L's.
Smith Computers, may I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Kathy Smith, please?
I'm sorry, but she is not in right now. May I take a message?
Yes, Ms. Smith didn't send me any information about your company.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Would you like me to send some information to you by email?
Yes, please send it to me by 5 o'clock.
Sure. Could I have your name and telephone number, please?
Okay, Bob Cordell, and the number is 560-1288.
Is your name spelled C-O-R-D-E-L?
It's Cordell with a K and two L's.
请第七段材料回答第八九题。
Hello, Dr. Brown's dental office. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Susan Meyer. I'm calling about my appointment with Dr. Brown today at 3:30 p.m. I'm sorry to say that I won't be able to make it.
What's the matter?
I have the flu. I have a fever and a headache. Can I cancel my appointment?
Sure you can, but you'll be charged $10.
Oh?Why is that?
This is our cancellation policy. If you need to cancel an appointment, you have to notify us 48 hours in advance. Otherwise, you will be charged a cancellation fee. Hello, Dr. Brown's dental office. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Susan Meyer. I'm calling about my appointment with Dr. Brown today at 3:30 p.m.I'm sorry to say that I won't be able to make it.
What's the matter?
I have the flu. I have a fever and a headache. Can I cancel my appointment?
Sure you can, but you'll be charged $10.
Oh? Why is that?
This is our cancellation policy. If you need to cancel an appointment, you have to notify us 48 hours in advance.Otherwise, you will be charged a cancellation fee.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Is this Professor Clark's office?
This is Professor Clark speaking.
This is Kalia from your Monday morning literature class.
Yes. What can I do for you?
I had a skydiving accident this weekend and won't be able to come to school today.
My goodness. Are you okay?
I broke my leg, but it is healing.
I hope you will feel better soon. How long will you be out of class?
My doctor asked me to rest for a couple of days, so I should be able to return by next Monday.
Fine. Well, thanks for letting me know you will be absent. Please take good care of yourself.
I will, thanks. Is this Professor Clark's office?
This is Professor Clark speaking.
This is Kalia from your Monday morning literature class.
Yes. What can I do for you?
I had a skydiving accident this weekend and won't be able to come to school today.
My goodness. Are you okay?
I broke my leg, but it is healing.
I hope you will feel better soon. How long will you be out of class?
My doctor asked me to rest for a couple of days, so I should be able to return by next Monday.
Fine. Well, thanks for letting me know you will be absent.Please take good care of yourself.
I will, thanks.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Hello, Lucy speaking.
Hi, Lucy. This is Jack. Are you still going to the health club?
Yes. Why?
Well, I went to the hospital yesterday, and my doctor suggested I do more exercise.
I see. Why not join the club I am going to?
Is it good?
Sure. Wonderful equipment, nice people, and it's not far from my home.
What do you do there?
Well, I often start by running, then swimming.
Does the club offer training courses?
Yes, basketball, tennis, dancing. You have a lot of choices.
Sounds great. How often do you go there?
Usually twice a week, on Mondays and Thursdays.
Not bad. I think I can manage.
Hey, I'm going again tonight. Why not come along with me?
Okay, where shall we meet?
I'll wait for you in front of my house at 7 o'clock.
See you then.
Hello, Lucy speaking.
Hi, Lucy. This is Jack. Are you still going to the health club?
Yes. Why?
Well, I went to the hospital yesterday, and my doctor suggested I do more exercise.
I see. Why not join the club I am going to?
Is it good?
Sure. Wonderful equipment, nice people, and it's not far from my home.
What do you do there?
Well, I often start by running, then swimming.
Does the club offer training courses?
Yes, basketball, tennis, dancing. You have a lot of choices.
Sounds great. How often do you go there?
Usually twice a week, on Mondays and Thursdays.
Not bad. I think I can manage.
Hey, I'm going again tonight. Why not come along with me?
Okay, where shall we meet?
I'll wait for you in front of my house at 7 o'clock.
See you then.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
The car was invented just a century ago.You may know all kinds of car names, but many people don't know who was the inventor of the first car. The first car was invented not by a German, but by an American. His name was Henry Ford. Henry was born in a poor family. He was the eldest of six children. When he was a boy, he became interested in mending watches and machines. When he was 12, his mother died.Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week. The hard life made him strong and capable. At that time, there was another interest in the life of the young Ford. He dreamed to make a machine that could run without a horse. So it was named a horseless carriage. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and in April 1893,The horseless carriage was finally finished, which was the first car. Later, Henry Ford founded the Ford Motor Company. He was really the first inventor of the car in the world.
The car was invented just a century ago. You may know all kinds of car names, but many people don't know who was the inventor of the first car.The first car was invented not by a German, but by an American. His name was Henry Ford. Henry was born in a poor family. He was the eldest of six children. When he was a boy, he became interested in mending watches and machines. When he was 12, his mother died. Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week.The hard life made him strong and capable. At that time, there was another interest in the life of the young Ford. He dreamed to make a machine that could run without a horse. So it was named a horseless carriage. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and in April 1893, the horseless carriage was finally finished, which was the first car.Later, Henry Ford founded the Ford Motor Company. He was really the first inventor of the car in the world.